patch is the smallest.
The smallest. Now a man broke about a he come for me weighing 4. Well, every day I'd move 2 feet like it, I'd go up there, make up rows. After he'd done his white fella that has cattle over there, he sends a man, and cut my land in time.
Ain't no good heat a little bit high?
You can put it out.
I didn't have enough.
I can't.
Not for me, but however you're talking.
So that's where I was using it in that way. Mm-hmm. My patches and the garden. And let out up here on a gate to the field.
Mm-hmm. When you plow, you would break the ground with plow.
Tractor.
And
disc tractor.
I see. And you were using mules. You just turn over, what would you call that? Did you turn over to make a...
Turning plow, I'd call it. Use it to break it. Mm-hmm. I have it up in my barn now. There's nothing to pull. I just keep them there, but as I told you, I sold the wagon. Sold that slip we was demonstrating on it.
And would that be a furrow, or what, how would you describe? In fact, would you tell me how you plowed just from start to finish?
When I was blind in the mules?
Yes.
The way I would plow. I'll make a little demonstration here. Here's the land in between my feet. I would start with that turning plow. Coming right this way. Go this way. Go back to the foot, and then I'd go back, take a broad land. Go back behind her, cross that in. See, done went a good little distance. Come back here, come back, break all that out. That's mule plowing. And that dirt would be falling this way. Yeah, it is falling that way over there. Break that land out. And when I break it out, take a horror it. Then I take a buster and row it up. I'd make a row about a little wider than that, about that wide, all the way through.
Now, would you call, did you ever call that row a furrow?
A furrow. Uh-huh. Hell, I would. I'd run that furrow through it. I'd start yon. Come on up here and I'd make each row about that wide. About that wide and all the way through. Keep her coming. Keep her coming on up. Here's a stop over up there to the end. Cross on over in the other patch.
And would you describe how you harvested small grain like, say, oats or?
Didn't have any oats.
Didn't have any?
Didn't have any.
Know how other people would harvest that?
Well, other people used to harvest oats. In the olden times, they had what they called a cradle and a binder. They would cut it, they would reach out, cut it with a blade, and they would bind them oats together. As they went along with that cradle, cutting, had a blade on it, and it had this cradle part had some prongs of wood. It'd fall in that, and then they would tie, bind it, as near as I can get it up.
And
those oats.